So let's review. Zog the Mishnah, Marchikines and Nevelis, Vesakfaris, Vesaburzikim, in the Ir Chamisha Mamo. One must distance a carcass, a grave, and a tannery 50 amas from the city, because as Rashi explains, Mishum Rechra, all these items have a foul odor. In Oisin Burziki el Lemizrachir, one may establish a tannery to process hides only on the eastern side of the city, but not on the other three sides, even if it was more than 50 amas away, because as Rashi explains, She'ein Ruach Mizrach is Kasha, Lafikich Ein Meviah Ruach Leir. The eastern winds are generally mild, and they will not carry the odor into the city, while on the other sides the winds are strong, and they will carry the odor into the city. Rabbi Akiva disagrees and says, L'chol Ruach Hu'eisa Chutz Mimar Rava U'Marchi Kamisha Mama. One may establish a tannery on all the sides of the city, if it was more than 50 amas away, except on the western side not at all, because as the Gemara explains, V'mnei Shehi Tadira B'Shechina, the Shechina rests in the west. The Gemara proceeds with a machlekes regarding the location of the Shechina, and which direction a person should face when they daven Shemayna Esrei. Shuman Levi holds Shechina B'Mayrev, the Shechina rests in the west, and for this reason, one must daven Shemayna Esrei facing Mayrev, because the Pasuk states, V'tzavah Shemayim L'chol Mishtachavim. When the sun moves from east to west, it bows toward the Shechina. Apparently, the Shechina rests in the west, but not in the east, because Ein Derech L'Shtach B'Samach L'Rav. One does not bow close to his master. However, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov rejects this proof and says, Dilma Ke'eved Shenoytel Pras Mirabei V'Chayz La'Chayv U'Mishtachaveh. Perhaps the sun bows toward the east as it moves west away from the Shechina, as a servant who bows while he backs away from his master. Rav Yishya holds, Shechina B'Chol Mokim. The Shechina is everywhere. And for this reason, one may daven Shemayna Esrei facing any direction, because the same pasuk continues, Atuhu Hashem l'badecha. Shluchacha lo kishluchi basa b'dam. Hashem's messengers, the sun, are different than a mortal's messenger, in that shluchi basa b'dam, mimakam shemishtalchem l'shamach zirim shlichusen. A mortal's messenger must go back to its place of origin to inform the sender that he completed his mission. Aber shluchayich l'makam shemishtalchem l'shamach zirim shlichusen. The sun reports to Hashem at his destination that it completed its mission. It must be because Shashchina b'chol makim, the Shechina is everywhere in the place of origin and at the destination. Rabbi Shmuel says, Minayin Shashchina b'chol makim, because the pasuk states, Hinei ha-malach ha-dever bi-yotzi u-malach achar yotzi l'krasai. Achar rav lo nemer el l'krasai. One malach is sent out, and then the second malach is sent out toward the first malach, but not following the first malach. It must be because Shashchina b'chol makim. The Gemara proceeds with several other opinions regarding which direction one should face during Shemayna Esrei. Rabbi Yitzchuk says, Haritza sheyachkim yadrim. One who wants to become a Talmud Chacham should daven facing south, because the menorah that symbolizes Torah was situated in the Durham side of the Heichal. V'sheyasher yatzpin. One who wants to become wealthy should daven facing north, because the Shulchan that symbolizes wealth was situated in the Tzofen side of the Heichal. Rabbi Shubman Levi says, La'olam yadrim, one should always daven facing south, because shemitoch shemeschak misasher. Once he becomes a Talmud Chacham, he also becomes wealthy, as the pasuk states, Arich yam b'mina b'smoy la'osha v'chavit. And although Rabbi Shimon Levi holds Shechina b'mayriv, he can accomplish both by the mitzadid etzdudi. He positions himself towards southwest, in which he faces both Darim and Mayriv. Rabbi Chanin instructed Rav Ashi, k'goin aton de yasvisu b'tzvoyne de Eretz Yisrael adrimu. Those who lived in Babel, which is north of Eretz Yisrael, should daven facing south toward Eretz Yisrael, because as Rashi explains, he holds Shetiyu Poinim letzad Yerushalayim. A person must always daven facing Yerushalayim, as the pasuk states, V'hispallu elecha derech artzam. Mishnah continues, Marchikin es ha-mishra min ha-yerek. A person must distance his soaking flax from his neighbor's vegetables, because the flax damages the vegetables. V'sakrishin min ha-betzolim, and distance his leek from his neighbor's onions, because the leek damages the onions. V'sachardl min ha-dvarim, and distance his mustard from his neighbor's beehive, because, as Rashi in Daf Yud Ches explains, she'oichlin es ha-chardl u'machadid es piyem, v'oichlin es devash alhen. The bees eat the mustard, which leaves them with a sharp aftertaste, and they therefore eat up their honey. Rabbi Yisi mata b'chardl, Rabbi Yisi holds one may place mustard near his neighbor's beehive, because he claims, Ad she'ata oimali, harchik chardalcha middivaroi, harchik divarcha min chardiloi, she'bois v'eichlis leglugei chardiloi. You're also obligated to distance your bees from my mustard, because your bees damage my mustard by eating its flowers. And since both are a mazik, neither one is required to move away. Zok the Mishnah, Marchikin ese'ila min abur, eser mechamesh ama. One may not plant a tree within 25 amas of his neighbor's pit, so that its roots should not destroy the pit. And one may not plant a carob or sycamore tree within 50 amas of his neighbor's pit because, as Rashi explains, shereshei and merubim, their roots spread farther. As the Mishnah qualifies, this halacha applies beimel mala beimel hatzad, regardless of whether one was higher than the other, or they were side by side, as the Brisa elaborates, bein shabar lamata ve'ilan lamala, if the pit is lower than the tree, marchikin because aslan shereshin maskil lalabar, the roots spread out, downward, and damage the walls of the pit. Bein shabar lamala ve'il lamata, if the pit is higher than the tree, marchikin because v'mnesha machlidin esakarka umalkin karkiyasa shabar. When the roots spread out, they loosen the ground under the bottom of the pit. The Mishnah continues, Im habar kadma, kaitzitz b'nais n'damim. If the pit preceded the tree, he's obligated to cut down his tree because, as the Gemara Daf Yud Ches explains, the Rabbanu hold alamazik laharchi kesatzmai. It's the responsibility of the potential offender to distance himself from causing damage to others. But nevertheless, nais n'damim, the owner of the pit, must compensate because, as Rashi explains, kiven the b'shus nota she'ena mazik adzman gadol. The tree was planted legally because it only causes damage after a long time. V'me'ilan kadam lo yakitz. If the tree preceded the pit, he does not have to cut down the tree. Suffix zeh kadam is suffix zeh kadam lo yakitz. If it is uncertain which came first, the pit or the tree, he does not have to cut down the tree because, as the Gemara of Chav Dalet explains, devadai lav lemekitz koi svikin nami lo yamrinan lekitz. Since if the tree was certainly first, he does not have to cut it down. Therefore, when it's in question, he does not have to cut it down either because al bal habar lehebi raya. Because he is the Hamoitzi Mechaber Olav Araya, since he wants the tree removed, he must prove that the pit was there first. Rabbi Yesi disagrees and says, Ava Pishabur Kedemis Leilam, Lo Yakitz. Even if the pit preceded the tree, he does not have to cut down the tree, because Shazer Chayfer Betech Shalai, Bezenoteh Betech Shalai. Each one is working in his own property, and as the Gemara earlier explains, he holds, Ala Nizig Laharcha Gesazmai. It's the responsibility of the potential victim to distance himself from damages. The Gemara concludes, Amar Huda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Reb Yesi, the final ruling is in favor of Reb Yesi. However, Moedi Reb Yesi Begiri Didei. Reb Yesi does agree that Al Mazik Laharcha Kesatzmoi, if the actions of the Mazik cause damage directly, then he must distance himself from causing damage. The Gemara cites, as an example, an oil press whose vibrations cause a house to vibrate.